This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, February 2nd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Myanmar military has reversed 10 years of attempts to bring democracy to the country. The military junta has initiated a coup, detaining the democratically elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, and shutting down parliamentarian rule. Sources in the country tell The Worldview that all cell phone and internet communication is being cut off, reports Business Insider. Pastor Mark Robinette, who founded Mission to Myanmar, has been on the ground there multiple times over recent years. Listen to his comments on the impact this will have on Christians in the country.
Please pray that we'll be able to maintain contact with them and that them being out in the open as Christians for the past several years is not just exposed who they are so that the powers of darkness might inflict suffering on them. But in the end, Christ will have his holy will, and we can have faith that no matter what happens, God is on his throne, and he will care for these folks more than we ever could.
Be encouraged with the words of Psalm 46. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Sources in Nepal have forwarded The Worldview a 1 minute, 20-second video of a Christian church being bulldozed by authorities. International Christian Concern confirms that the church building belonged to the Rupintaran Christian Church. The local authorities reportedly gave the pastor, deacons, and elders just 5 minutes to empty the church building of equipment and valuables before destroying the building. Worthy News reports the release of 10 more Christians from Eritrean prisons. That brings the total to 79 prisoners set free of those who have been released since September. The Pentecostal believers were released to prevent the spread of the coronavirus in its overcrowded jails. However, there are still hundreds suffering in the Eritrean prisons. Please pray. Twitter continues to suspend conservatives from the social media outlet. Focus on the Family's Daily Citizens account was suspended for a neutral comment on transgenderism. This follows the suspension of President Donald Trump and Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Lecrae, the popular Christian rapper, is in trouble with Christian conservatives after campaigning for two pro-abortion Senate candidates in Georgia. The Christian Post reports that Charlie Kirk, executive director of Turning Point USA, told Pastor Jack Hibbs at Calvary Chapel in Chino, California, that the entertainer, quote, should never be allowed, end quote, to perform in Christian churches. Lecrae participated in a rally organized by Pastor Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, the two pro-abortion Democratic candidates who won U.S. Senate seats, tipping the balance of power in the Senate towards abortion and the abridgment of religious freedoms. Listen to Charlie Kirk describe how the left is infiltrating the church and using Christian entertainers like Lecrae to advance their pro-abortion agenda.
They are working harder to infiltrate the church than the American church is just trying to influence, not even infiltrate, American government. They are doing everything they can through false teaching in seminaries, through getting Christian rappers like Lecrae, just completely and totally just hypnotized by this Raphael Warnock nonsense and garbage. Just the life issue. You want to talk about an issue that is pretty simple to articulate? Raphael Warnock, new senator from Georgia, calls himself a Christian. He's perfectly okay with 1 million abortions a year, and 340,000 of them are black children every single year.
Generations provided an in-depth commentary on Lecrae's position on abortion in our January 11th broadcast. You can listen to that through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Proverbs 17, verse 15 says, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord." Russian protests have dwarfed American unrest, as at least 3,000 protesters have been arrested in the last few weeks, reports ABC News. The protests were sparked by the arrest of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who had returned to Russia on January 19th after recovering from a poisoning incident last summer. Also contributing to the protests was a YouTube video released by Navalny containing an exposé of a lavish palace allegedly belonging to Russian President Vladimir Putin, valued over $1.3 billion. The money ostensibly comes from extensive corruption within the Russian government to fund the building of a personal casino, a personal theater, two helicopter pads, a gym, a subterranean ice hockey rink, an outdoor amphitheater, an indoor swimming pool, and a spa, not to mention a $28,000 leather sofa. As of this morning, the video has been viewed 107 million times. The video highlights hypocrisies at the highest levels in Russian government and apparently has been galling to the Russian public, especially in bad economic times. The beleaguered Russian economy has faced a drop in the gross domestic product from an annual $2.3 trillion in 2014 to $1.7 trillion in 2019 and then down to $1.5 trillion in 2020, an estimated 4% drop during the COVID year. In God's providence, a monster winter storm hit the Northeast, bringing with it 2 feet of snow. Cities impacted include New York City, Boston, and Philadelphia, reports CNN. Initial unemployment claims are still hovering around 900,000 through last week. The numbers dropped to 710,000 in November, but the weekly numbers have been well above the previous record for almost a year now. The previous record for initial unemployment claims occurred in 1982, when the index reached 695,000. And finally, the Reddit investment army moved on silver over the weekend, taking the price to just short of $29 per ounce, reports The Independent. Silver has bumped up 21% since mid-December and up 81% since last March. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, February 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.